This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you. Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to our Merry Christmas edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I'm delighted to say it's a harmonic energy shifting Sunday here on Animal World. Jude and Paul Ponton, master harmonic energy shifters, are in the studio from Whispering Dragon in Seattle. And by the way, by profession, well, Jude's a chiropractor. They're both acupuncturists. But they do primarily the harmonic and energy shifting work these days. I mean, you do a very subtle form of chiropractic. I know I had to learn a whole new way of that coming to you, and solved a lot of problems that the regular adjusting type chiropractic did not solve for me. But what do you call it? It has a name.
Sacral occipital technique.
Yeah, sacral occipital technique.
Yes.
Okay, that's what she does.
Yeah.
And
I've taken it and kind of put my own spin on it a little bit, but that's what everybody does with their
Sure. You know, but it's really quite phenomenal. It takes a little bit of getting used to because it's much more subtle than the adjustment stuff, you know, because you don't get the cracks and then all the noise and all that sort of stuff. But boy, it really makes a huge difference.
And we tend to, I mean, I do support all of the chiropractic and all the other stuff I do with sound. So,
yeah.
That really amplifies the
It really benefit. Does. It really does. It really does. I can't remember that. I used to, because I had my cervical spine, when I first went to a chiropractor for the first time probably 30 years ago, found out that it was curved in the opposite direction of the way it was supposed to because of all the whiplash when I learned to drive a car. All those little crashes made a big difference. But eventually that was turned around with the chiropractic and so forth. But I needed to have my neck adjusted crack-wise regularly and often had stiff necks and problems and it would need to be cracked and all of that until Jude started doing my chiropractic work. And for a little while, my body kind of missed the cracking. But once I get used to it without it, I can't even remember the last time you had to do anything in my neck.
Not very much.
No, it's been long, long time, and I don't get the same. I just don't have the neck issues that I used to have. It really, rather than just fixing it temporarily, which the cracking seemed to do, I'd always need to be cracked again and again, or adjusted, I know is the technical word, again and again. But that just doesn't happen anymore with whatever Jude has done. It's like good. So anyway, we'll talk more about what Jude and Paul are doing right now. Phone lines are full at the moment, so wait till a call drops, and then it's your turn to call in. And let's see, we are going next to Bainbridge, and welcome Diane. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. It's Harvey and I again. We talked to Dr. Nels last week. And he found a blockage is what he called it.
Okay, now because Harvey, what, has nose cancer? Is that right?
No. He just has...
I'm sorry.
He was losing weight, and I couldn't figure out losing weight.
Yeah.
And so I called to find out about that, and then he had a little lump under his right ear that comes...
That's right. Okay, so he has the lump under his right ear...
Right,
and he's been losing weight.
But he seems to be better. He's not doesn't seem to be losing any more weight.
So have you noticed an improvement since last week? Do you think?
Yes, I would say so. I would say there's been an improvement.
Excellent.
I was concerned about the blockage, whatever it was that Dr. Nell saw. He said it was between the stomach and the spine on the right hand side.
Yeah, when we first tuned in to Harvey, I got an image of and this is weird. I don't see this very often with animals, but it was like the energy that's affecting him was actually from a previous lifetime.
Oh wow!
The thing that came up was it has something to do with coal dust, and I don't know whether
coal dust.
Huh.
And, you've been a mine cat
or lived in a house where they burn coal or something. Or sometimes those images are my interpretation of the energy, and it may not have anything to do with coal at all. The thing that Jude was picking up, Jude was going for the digestive stuff and working on the Chong channel, the penetrating vessel, which addresses the kind of that digestive stuff. It also addresses the past life stuff or
patterning. So,
yeah.
Now I'm going to the dye because it goes around the ear.
Okay. So, yeah. So, Jude's going to use a dye my, because the opening point for this channel is a gallbladder point, and the gallbladder channel wraps around the ear.
Yeah, and that's where the lump is.
Yeah,
clearing
that, and that there may be that there's a an imbalance in the kind of liver gallbladder energy that's affecting the digestion as well. So probably stomach 36 would be good as well. And with the
so that was just like Om and New Moon.
New
it
Moon
looks
to
like.
Open it up and get allow the energy to clear.
And when I mentioned the Om and like the New Moon and is that Earth Day.
Yeah.
That was the one that was flashing at me. These are the names of the individual Accutonic tuning forks that Jude is using.
Yeah, if you're not, I forget that, you know, we haven't explained all this, but the tuning forks are all tuned to the energies or the sounds of either planetary orbital frequencies or rotational frequencies. And there's kind of an ancient tradition of this called the music of the spheres, but NASA has been out actually recording what the planets
sound like.
In the last 20 years. So we, you know, we're actually getting some of this. But a lot of these things were intuited. And in fact, the gold fork that we use is the bass or the tonic. When we always use the forks in pairs to create intervals, and the bass fork, the ohm, is the ohm fork. And the ohm fork is the sound that the Earth makes in its 360-day yearly cycle. And so, of course, that tone has been around, especially in the Vedic tradition, for thousands of years. And it was just probably heard by people in very deep states of transcendence. So you're doing...
I did stomach 36 and spleen 6, and okay, now I'm doing this in a field.
So we did. She did.
That you mentioned, though, that hearing the Om sound, because that's something that we, as yogis, we're trained to do. We actually have an Om board that we use in an extra meditation exercise that we're taught to do that allows you to hear some of those sounds. It's really cool.
We had a student who took Accutonics classes. She was an acupuncture student, and in acupuncture school, one of her instructors had taken Accutonics training, and they were using forks in the clinic. And the student kept telling the teacher that when she was needling people, most acupuncturists can feel the chi in the needle. Mm-hmm. She said she could hear the chi. And when this teacher brought out the ohm forks, she says, "That's the sound I hear."
That was
interesting.
Wow, yeah.
So Jude did some very direct stuff for the digestion, spleen, stomach points, building the energy and kind of strengthening that. She did points in the field for healing and then creating a new matrix, a new pattern for new energies to build on.
I love this. The tingshas are coming out.
Yeah.
Could I just ask you one more question, please?
Sure.
I've listened to you tell about how animals take on a person's symptoms sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I had pancreas surgery done last July. And the issues that you're speaking to today are some of the issues.
Now, Jude, that just lit up something for Jude. But can you tell us what just went off in your head there that got you smiling?
Well, the spleen and the pancreas sits right by the spleen, right? And so it's in Chinese medicine, they don't talk about the pancreas because all those functions have to do with what they consider to be spleen energy. And so, and they do, you know, what happens is it's not like they're taking it on for you or that they're, doing your stuff. It's just that there's a vibration set up, and a lot of times animals will resonate with that because of their closeness to you or because
So Jude's going to use Om and Chiron. Is that to make some kind of communication or between the two of them and so forth?
Yeah, between the two. It's a human-animal communication kind of patterning, and so it's a way of kind of cleaning up that
Nibiru with a Chiron.
Yeah. And again, Nibiru has to
So are you kind of working on both of them now?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Diane, you're getting worked on too here.
Oh, this is wonderful. And Harvey and I communicate very well.
All right.
We're just like one. He's sitting here listening to everything we're saying.
Yeah, and that would make him resonate much more with what's going on with you.
Yeah, he's...
All right, now you're getting a big Tibetan bowl here. Ooh, love that. I love those Tibetan bowls. So now, have you recovered, Diane, from what you had going on?
Well, basically, yes, but it takes about a year and a half because they take out so much inside of you. It takes a very long time. Mm. But thank you. Yes, I'm doing really well.
Wonderful. Well, it's good that you're calling in for work with Harvey, but also it's good for them to work on you at the same time.
That's wonderful.
All right. Does that feel good?
Feels good for now, yeah.
All right. So, Diane, Jude and Paul have worked both on you and on Harvey, so be interesting to see how he does now. And it would be lovely if all of that stuff shifted. So pay attention to what's different, as Jude always says. And
okay.
And then you can report to us after the first of the year.
Perfect.
Okay. Thanks
for
calling Animal World. You're welcome. Merry Christmas to you, too.
To you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. I think what we're going to do is have you all hold on to your phone lines. That opens up a line for anybody that wants to call in. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour, and then we'll have a good chunk of time to talk to Gina, Becky, and Aji, whoever picks up our open line. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. It's harmonic energy shifting Sunday here on Animal World, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Yeah, and there's no other show like Animal World, that's for sure. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And during the break, we heard from our wonderful advertisers, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And I just want to invite you to some of our holiday happenings at the meditation temple in Bothell. You know, it was wonderful, the Christmas meditation retreat yesterday. The big family service is going on as we speak. And then coming up this week, my favorite service of the year, I hope y'all can join us, Christmas Eve, the candlelight service. It's at 9 p.m. at the Meditation Temple in Bothell, and it is just lovely. I mean, the Festival of Light is always my favorite part of the services in general, but when the Festival of Light is done in candlelight, oh, it's really exquisite. And then this year, something that they haven't done for a while, and that's a Christmas Day meditation. So and all of these events are free. This would be on Friday, December 25th, on Saturday, from noon to 1:30 at the Meditation Bothell in Temple. It's an hour and a half meditation, and it's free. I don't know what our family schedule is going to be on Friday, so I'm going to make it if I can. And then the New Year's Eve meditation and celebration is New Year's Eve from 10 p.m. to midnight. That's really wonderful. I did that last year. Really, really fun to be at the temple to bring in the new year and really start the energy off right. And then we have a little toast, happy New Year toast after the event at midnight with, the sparkling, I love the sparkling stuff, the kids stuff, the kids version of champ. Yeah, the Martinelli sort of stuff. Anyway, it's really wonderful. So that's Christmas or New Year's Eve. All righty. So it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Day here on Animal World with Jude and Paul Ponton. We've got one line available if you'd like to call in, 425-373-5527, or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. And if you want to send us a message or something, you can email us to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, let's get back to the phones, and we're going to head to Bremerton and welcome Gina. Gina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi, I need some metaphysical healing.
Hey, okay. So this is for yourself, Gina?
Yes, please.
Okay, what's going on?
Nothing, really. I'm no energy, No desire to do anything. I have things to do, but I don't want to do them. Anyway, maybe they can look and see and heal me.
Yeah. Can we kind of rejuvenate Gina here? Looks like Paul's...
It's picking up kidney heart energies. The kind of the energy of the kidney, which we were talking about a little while ago, being kind of the root or the battery of the body, and how it nourishes the heart energy to create more, more joy. Go ahead.
So the first thing I want to do is the Yin Wei.
Okay. So this is Yin Wei opens the heart chakra.
You're using what, Venus and Jupiter?
Yeah, the Venus, Venus for love and Jupiter for expansion, right?
Uh-huh. So
we often will use that either on this Yin Wei extraordinary vessel or directly on the heart chakra, which I think she'll do next. It often makes kind of that sensation of being shut down expand and open up and feel light. So she's also going to the Mars and Venus on that Yin Wei to balance yin and yang energies.
This is what made me think of, for someone in Gina's situation, because certainly I'm sure we all can relate to that feeling of you just no energy, no desire, not want to do what you want to do. And it reminded me, Paul, that you and Jude have the sound portals available on your website. And they're harmonic soundtracks that you've put together to stimulate certain feelings.
Well, it's to create resonance with those intents. And the ones that we have up are, if I can remember them all, we have one for grounding, one for joy, one for
tranquility.
Just those four now.
Grounding, abundance, tranquility, and joy.
And they're about between 8 and 10 minutes each. And you can put them on and loop them and play them over
right,
and over
listen
again.
To them. But I'm wondering if something like that for we know once you finish doing the harmonic shifting for Gina, if listening to one of those sound portals might be a really good idea for
it
her,
can.
Especially
the,
like the Joy.
Yeah, the Joy one might be a good one. And I think if I remember how to get there on the it's on other services on the I think on the,
on so
the
on
website.
Your website it's www.whispering-dragon.com and then to get to the portals. You go into other services?
Other services, and then you drop down. There's a drop down, and you go to sound portals.
Sound portals, yeah.
Okay, so under other services, and then click on sound portals.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And it's a, there's a PayPal thing, and they if they click on that, and then they do a thing through PayPal, and PayPal tells us, and then we email the...
send the download?
Yeah.
They're really great. So, Gina, you might find that the Joy sound portal really good.
Well, I didn't interrupt. Because someone else might hear that, but I don't have a computer or anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm way back in the 20th century.
Oh, so you're behind me even, Gina.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
So Jude's doing stuff on the, right on the...
On your heart.
Heart chakra. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying there's anything wrong with your heart. This is just the energy of joy and compassion. And then Jude's also going to do... Mars and Venus on points on the lower back that help to build the kidney energy. You know, this is kidneys again are about kind of feeding the rest of the body and giving you that base energy and kind of get up and go and mm-hmm. and all of that. And what, Jude?
Well, I have
also the UB52, which is the will.
Okay, so the other are points that are just lateral to those points that have to do not just with the kind of the functional energy of the kidneys, but with what's called the jur, the will of the kidneys, which has to do with not willpower so much, but sort of the will to live, to get moving, and to
become who you can become.
Right.
So now you're going to Venus and Earth Day.
Kidney 3.
Okay, so this is another kidney point. This is what we were picking up. I mean, both of us picked up kind of right away that there, you know, it's kind of kidney energy. That needs to be massaged today.
Well, you know, I have arthritis in my knees, so I take pain pills.
Okay.
I've been for quite a while, so maybe that has something to do.
Well, in Chinese medicine, the knees and the lower back and all of that are ruled by the kidneys, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get the did. She's going to blow it right out of you, honey.
Yeah.
We're going to really shake you up over there in Bremerton, Gina.
Oh, boy.
Here comes the did.
Maybe you can point it a little at her knees, too. We'll do it. It'll also kind of work generally, but maybe to kind of open up the knee energy as well.
Yeah, big didgeridoo. In fact, I don't know how she's holding it up and blowing it at the same time.
Well, this is the agave didge, which is much lighter than the regular. The regular didges are really heavy. This is made out of agave cactus.
Well, and also, Gina, I keep being reminded to the symbols that I wear. I have one on my lapel. I have them in my ears and around my neck. And it's the Ananda symbol, which actually means joy is within you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in you. You just have to get to it. And so that's what they're doing is opening up.
I do know that when I'm very low, what picks me up right away is gratitude.
Ah, yes, you
know, being grateful for the abundance that is mine.
We got two. You're getting two Tibetan bowls, the great big huge one and then another large one.
Wow, I feel better already.
But, you know, you're so right, Gina. When you're not feeling good, if you can do something to serve others,
yeah.
If you get into gratitude and start counting your blessings, it makes such a huge difference because, you know, we forget that thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy, and we're powerfully creative. Mm-hmm. And if we are dwelling on the negative, that's what we're creating, is more of that.
Yeah,
well,
so
my mother always said thoughts are things.
Thoughts are things.
And
energy.
I don't do much of anything, but what I can do for the divine is to be positive, I guess.
Yeah. And grateful, yeah. Absolutely.
There's a whole bunch of new, well, it's in the last 10 or 15 years coming out of Russia for a guy named Peter Gariev, who's been working with the idea of words. That actually says that our languages are an emanation of our DNA, and that by using, you know, we're being careful of how we talk and using our words correctly, it actually can shift vibrationally all the way back to the DNA and open up that,
wow,
you know, what they consider junk DNA in Western science.
Because it's all about vibration, and so you create the vibration that you live by how you decide to sort of see and talk about yourself and relate to. Every day, I start the day with appreciations, I end the day with intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that really is, I mean, when you do that, it lifts your energy, it brings you into heart space, and that's a really cool way to start. And then if you go to sleep on an uplift, then you've got yourself sort of primed for when you wake up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so are we complete with Gina for the moment?
Good for now, yeah.
All right, Gina, we're sending you lots of love and light, and hopefully we'll open you all up. Sing.
It lifts your spirit.
Okay, will do. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty, let's see. We are going to head to Sky Comish and welcome Becky. Hey, Becky, welcome to Animal World.
Good morning.
Were your ears ringing? Because I was talking about you earlier.
I heard.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, Becky is Otis's mom, who's in our agility class, and Becky's been doing the missing link testing. So before we get to what you're calling about, you have to let everybody know. I mean, wasn't everybody raving about how Otis looked last week in class?
Yeah, and you know what's funny is, like, I didn't really even notice, you know? And I think it was Sherry. She's like, what did you do to Otis? Did you give him a bath or something? I was like, no. And then I started looking at him and sort of looking at the other dogs, too, and I was like, he was super shiny.
Yeah.
His hair coat is so shiny and so soft now, and, I mean, it was good before, but it's even better now.
Yeah, and so you've noticed a difference just with the missing link.
Yeah.
And then you said your chickens really like it, huh?
Yeah, the chickens just, if I sprinkle that powder on there, man, they'd love it.
All right.
They'd go for it.
All right, so there's your firsthand missing link report. And let's see. So now Jude and Paul are here. Looks like, you're calling about your horse, huh?
I'm calling about Zira. You remember we did a little session here a while back?
That's right. Zira was the one. Wasn't she one of the one that was pacing and would get all just crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Running the fence line.
Yeah.
Paul has, he had a really sharp pain in one of his legs.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
I do remember that. It was,
yeah,
it was quite pronounced, actually.
Yeah.
It really was. It was pretty amazing. And so I was just calling to see, you know, just let you know that so far she's doing a lot better, but I just thought maybe you could
tune in and give her an end-of-the-year tune-up?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, and you had some losses with your horses this year.
Oh, yes, I did. My I had bred my favorite horse, and she passed away 9 days after the baby was born. Oh. And, so that was a really huge loss and left me with an orphan foal.
And how is that one doing?
She seems to be doing well.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I did.
Now was Zira close to the horse that passed?
She was really close. They were really good friends.
So I imagine
that. Yeah.
Some energy that maybe needs to shift or whatever around all of that.
Yeah, because she's come back home and been really, like, looking around, like, what's going on? Something's missing, you know?
Yeah, I see something that's kind of, it's in the field, actually, and it's kind of, it's over the back, but to the right a little bit, over the, but kind of running down the whole back. And it's just, I don't know whether it's the connected to the horse that passed or something else, but it's an irritant of some kind. So maybe we can just open that up a little bit in the field and let it allow it to clear.
Okay, so Jude's going to work with the higher octave forks. You got Om and New Moon.
Yeah.
That to clear out the energy field around
Zira? Yeah, it's mostly to kind of open it up and allow it to go, because it's not like, you know, it's just in the field, it's and it's kind of an irritant, but it can disperse fairly easily, I think.
It's really interesting because there's a big tree, and it sits right down there where you're talking about. And me and my neighbor have been discussing cutting that tree down because it's, who knows? That's funny. She's always looking down there, too. How'd you know that?
What I was seeing was actually just energy on along her back, or
okay,
or off body on her back. I don't.
Okay.
So I'm not.
So did that rattle? Did that shake it up and move it out?
That was pretty. Jude, I think you know the other thing that I think could clear the rest of this out is the pua.
Oh, pua. All right, so we're getting lots of sounds.
This is
today.
Kind of unusual.
I call this the ferry boat. Very
kind of unusual
coming in.
To use with horses, but it seems appropriate here.
Does that sound like a ferry boat or what?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Totally.
And so what, Paul, that just kind of blew out the...
Yeah, there's still a little something up kind of around the neck. Where
a little
the back of the neck.
Still something around the back of the neck?
Yeah, Jude, can you open up, just open up like do 16 or do 14?
And that's a particular point somewhere?
It's between the last cervical vertebrae and the first thoracic vertebrae, which is kind of where this energy seems to be.
Okay, so use an ohm and new moon again, and that would be to open it up, huh?
Yeah, to open it up and clear it. It's a kind of a gentle way of clearing. We use a different set when you're really trying to blast it out and kind of, you know, but this doesn't seem to need that. It just needs the kind of an outlet to let go.
Oh, that felt expansive.
Well, yeah, there's still a little something there. What is it? Maybe.
Are you feeling something, Becky?
Yeah.
Cool.
A little bit with the mercury, maybe. Maybe it's a little bit of nerve irritation up there. Chiron, yeah.
So mercury
off,
and Chiron.
Off body in that same area, yeah.
You're still up there. Off.
Yeah, that did it. It cleared right away. Okay.
Oh, excellent.
Good. Thank you so much.
So I want Chiron and... Sedna. Interesting. Non-duality for the connection between she and the horse that cow.
Okay.
So now are you connecting her with the horse that passed, or are we doing something about the connection? Or
well, it's making it so that it's creating a unity so that you don't feel a separation so much. It's like you can know that the energy never leaves, really. It's just that we have these perceptions of loss. So it's a way of kind of tuning into the your higher energy and their higher energy connects, and you can kind of be more conscious of it on that level.
I also think that animals have more knowledge of the fact that it's just a different manifestation of the energy.
Right.
But what I was doing was kind of helping to balance both Becky and the loss and her other horse and the loss, you know, just to bring everybody into a sense of no separation of any of them.
Right, okay. So bring it.
Thank you.
Now you get a Tibetan bowl.
Did the pacing and all that get better?
It did get better. She did, when I first brought her back home and the other horse wasn't here, she paced for a day and got really upset, but then I just, you know, went out and just really loved on her and did, you know, talk to her and stuff, and she hasn't since. She's been pretty calm since.
Yeah, because I'm not picking up the same kind of agitation.
Good.
With the exception of that stuff that was by the back that we cleared.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to use some...
Big ohms coming out here.
Yeah, this is actually...
those are actually the low ones.
Yeah, and, you know, with a horse with an energy field this big, these lower ohms are... kind of almost act the same as the regular ohms.
All right.
That's good.
All right, so we're done?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, well, it sounds like we got you all fixed up now.
Thank you so much, you guys. You guys are great.
All right, and I'll see you later today.
Okay, see ya.
Nice to talk to you.
All right, thanks
again.
For calling Animal World. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that opens up another line for you if you'd like to pick it up at 425-373-5527 or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. We're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we will continue with your phone calls. So, Ashi and Eleanor, stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Itching, scratching, hot spots, pain, stomach cramps, gas, vomiting, mucousy diarrhea. You don't have to live this way. Stop watching your sweet pet in such distress. Get to the root of the problem with Heaven and Earth's 100% natural hot spot and infection tea cream for pets, liver and digestive health support powder, and their doggy dewormer detox and infection powder. Visit healmypet.info for a free guide in helping your furry friend. Don't delay. Visit healmypet.info today. That's healmypet.info. NFO.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, gift ideas for the creative in your life, plus Brian Bailey, a.k.a. The Wolf Whisperer, and the latest best-selling fantastic bathroom reader full of odd news, weird facts, quirky quotes, and head-scratching oddities. An ideal gift from Uncle John or Uncle John. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific time here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Why, it's that time. Oh, Christmas tree. Wow. Hey, everybody. I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I want to remind you to check out our friends, T.N. David Akrish and Chinese Herbs For You. That's actually the human website, ChineseHerbsForYou.com. But check out our Animal World landing page. It's healmypet.info. They have got great Chinese herbs and products for your animal friends, for you. You can find their products on the shelves out at Earth Pet, great little store in Issaquah, and at a lot of participating Hagen stores are bringing in their full line too. So that's really great. So check it out, healmypet.info. And then, Jude and Paul, you've got, we've talked about the sound portals, which are wonderful, but you also have the little crystals available, and we should be telling people about that because, you know, there still could be time for them to pick up some crystals from you before Christmas, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure we could mail them to them in time, but I suppose they could pick them up.
Yeah. But you've got lots of little quartz crystals.
Yeah, little quartz crystals, and we can just embed
sound
frequencies in them to, you know, to create balance or shift stuff or for abundance or for a particular, you know, specific imbalance.
And you were telling me that one of our listeners last year ordered a whole bunch of them for all her different friends.
Well, she had a group of people, you know, a group of friends that got together. I think they were like kind of a women's group that they got together and kind of exchange small gifts that were less than $20 or something like that. And she got one for everybody, for each person in the thing. And she had, I think it was general. I mean, we didn't do separate installations for each one, right? It was kind of, wanted the same kind of abundance.
No.
Oh, did we?
We did do separate.
You programmed each crystal separately for the individual was going to.
Yeah, and then we put them in a little packet with the sound or with the intent that was used on them. And often, you know, we're usually using several different sound frequencies in each crystal.
So we embed the frequencies with the forks and with the gongs. And, I mean, you know, we use the whole sort of...
Great.
Bunch of
stuff. So if people are interested, you can check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. But you can give them a call if you're interested in putting something together quickly. And the number at Whispering Dragon is 206-706-2836. All right, let's get back to the phones. Can't believe we're winding down the second hour already. But let's go talk to a familiar friend in Seattle. Aji, welcome to Animal World. Hey, Aj.
Hi.
Hey, Aj.
Hi,
Martha.
For any
Hi,
of you that
Paul.
Will probably recognize Aji's voice, one of our former call screeners here on Animal World. How fun to hear from you. Merry Christmas, Aj.
Thank you, and happy all your holidays.
All right.
All of you.
So what can Jude and Paul do for you today?
Well, I was thinking of both me and my cat.
So you and Jasper, huh?
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, for me, it's been, my energy has been really back and forth, but I think part of it is that I got caught out in the cold and rain a couple days this week.
Ooh.
And I came home and bundled up and tried to sweat it out, but... my chest feels odd, so probably that's the most important thing. And with Jazz, he just has been seeming kind of peaked lately, and he's not getting enough exercise. He'll get more exercise when I feel a bit better. But
do you take him out to exercise, or do you just mean playing in the house?
Well, probably both, although we did both yesterday, but he isn't getting as many walks. His leash has died, so I need to go get... he likes those retractable leashes so he can kind of walk around outside and not have to heal. Cats don't heal so good.
Well, we're starting with the ohm and new moon on somebody. Are we doing...
No, this is for Aji. This is
Aji?
The,
okay.
Yeah, this is to kind of open up the venting, the kind of the colds, flu, that all that stuff that in Chinese medicine they talk about these external pathogens that enter the body, and in this case, kind of wind and cold and damp and all that.
Yeah.
So opening up the there are points that you can actually do that help to open the exterior and vent or clear the pathogen. And so we're doing Jude did the extraordinary vessel, the Dumai, which does that. Now she's doing Sanjiao 5, it looks like, too, which is also one that opens up and clears things. I think, oh, a large test for large intestine 4 as well, and then I think lung 1 also maybe. All of these points are kind of the standard points that are used in a direct approach for venting external pathogens. In the old books, they call them outside evils. The more modern books call them external pathogens.
Yeah, and then, Paul, you and Judah are the ones that enlightened me about a couple of great remedies, over-the-counter remedies you can get, you know, in the, you know, for the cold and flu season sort of thing.
We have an herbal remedy that we actually sell at the office called Cold Snap.
Yeah, Cold Snap. And it's 20 herbs.
Yeah, it's an unusual formula because a lot of the formulas for colds and things are very focused and like this. This one's a very broad approach, but we've been using it for a long time now, and it's been very, very effective.
And it says in the intent, when you read the labeling and stuff, it says the intent is to restore righteous qi.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so it's definitely based on Chinese medicine
and
20 herbs. But you take that stuff and the regular way you take it is 2 capsules 3 times a day. But they say you can take it as often as every 20 minutes. I have found it to be absolutely miraculous. You start feeling a little bit of cold type stuff coming on. You take this Cold Snap and it knocks it out instantly. It's really quite amazing.
It's pretty powerful. And even if you... kind of get it, if you keep taking it during the course of the cold, it lessens the symptoms tremendously. So
that's called Cold Snap, it's 20 herbs. And then the other one you told me about that is the one that's for flu symptoms primarily is the
oxacillicecum, I think.
Yeah, oxacillicecum. I
pronounce it a little differently than that, but...
Lots of O's and C's.
Yeah,
it's a homeopathic. It's made by boron.
Yeah, you can get it at
almost any grocery stores. Yeah. You can find that.
Yeah. But actually, boron also has a cold formula called Cold Calm.
Which
works nicely with Cold Snap.
Yeah.
So you can use that with Cold Snap because that's a homeopathic along with the Chinese herbs.
The other place that we've seen Cold Snap, I don't know if they have it anymore because they it was Super Supplements, but Super Supplements sold out to Vitamin Shop several years ago, and since they've shifted, I don't think they have everything that they used to.
Well, I found because I got a big, large bottle at it, and I either found it at Super Sups. The other place I might have found it might even been at Fred Meyer in there. I think I might have been shocked and I found it at Fred Meyer.
Well, that's possible.
Their health nutrition section. They have all their supplements and stuff.
Or if you're in our neighborhood, we can, you know.
Yeah, Jude and Paul have it at Whispering Dragon.
They don't have it at Fred Meyer.
No, Jude and Paul have it, but it can be a little difficult to find elsewhere. Jude and Paul have it, but I did find it, and I can't remember if I found it at Super Sups or if it was at Fred Meyer, but one of those two places I found
it. Yeah, I'm just not sure whether Super Supplements has it anymore. They might.
Well, different supplement stores have different things.
Well, but they're kind of phasing out some of the old stuff. Anyway, you look and see
if you
can call them and ask them if they have it.
So we did some venting stuff for you. Now I'm going to do a little support for Jasper.
For Jasper here. Yeah. How's Jasper been doing overall, Aj? Because he had the hyperthyroid and he was treated
I think he's doing fine as far as the hyperthyroid goes.
Excellent.
But he's just been seeming kind of peaked, and it could be partly just because he's older, but...
Well, and also because you're not feeling so good.
I just realized while I was on hold that there's some similarity between her.
Between the two of you, huh?
Yeah, except he didn't get caught in the rain. That's about the only difference. But,
So Jude's actually doing the Chiron Ohm in the field to connect the two of you and kind of clear both of you, and then doing, I don't think she's gotten to it yet, but the Earth Day 5th interval to build energy. On stomach 36 point and kidney 3 point for both of you, actually.
But Aja, you'll love that Cold Snap if you get a hold of that.
Well, I'm going to get it. Years ago, I'd heard about Yin Chao, and I got that, but I was told that was not a good formula for me to take.
Well, yin chao is for heat, basically. It's more when there's a high fever and all of that. It's more effective for that. This formula actually has, I think, some of the yin chao formula in it, as well as a formula called yuping feng san, I think.
And some other stuff.
And some other stuff, yeah. It's just, there's a guy in Colorado who formulates these, who seems to be a really master herbalist, and there's a company that sells them there that we get them from, and but he seems to really have a really good knowledge of Chinese herbs.
Ooh, getting a big Tibetan bowl, Aj.
Okay.
Just love those bowls.
I do too.
I love them. My animals love them.
Jasper isn't doing anything, but he's got his eyes closed. Oh, he peeked at me a little bit.
Robbie loves the Tibetan bowl. The cats, everybody likes the Tingshas and the bowl, but my PJ goes goofy for the big, huge crystal singing bowl.
Uh-huh.
He loves that.
That's
and he helps
favorite.
Me play it every day. Okay, now there's
two
going
more,
to something on the back of your
yeah,
neck.
We have two more points that are venting stuff, because I'm feeling a little bit of stuckness kind of in the nasal passage or the sinuses behind the nose, that kind of thing.
Mm.
These points are the back of the head, but they tend to open up the whole head.
Okay, and I have to say, Kathy made an executive decision here. Good for you, Kath. And she has awarded Jasper the missing link for kitties. So Jasper's going to have some missing link coming his way.
Oh.
Sometimes I do that and just give it away to whoever
I think
talk
he
to.
Says,
and
thank you.
Kathy's figured out she can do that too. Okay, so executive decisions happening in the other room here. That's great. All right, so Aj's
well,
good.
I'll say this, I feel different.
Excellent. Great. Excellent.
I definitely feel stronger.
Super. That's the whole point of this.
Oh, good. No coffee today.
All right. Well, good. We're glad you're feeling better, and that's going to wrap up the second hour of Animal World.
Thank
so,
you.
Aj, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you.
Animal
and
World.
Mike, too. Hi, Mike.
Okay. He says hi back. He's waving.
Okay.
Okay. Bless you, and thanks for calling. And we are going to close out hour number two. We're going to fire up hour number three. Eleanor, hold on. We'll come to you first. We'll get to current events next hour. And we've got several open phone lines if you'd like to get in line. Animal World continues. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon in the house right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.